Yesterday, Sharaji explained on dana among three punya kriya vatu, and Sharaji also explained on sila and bhavana. So punya kriya vatu means when one performs things that should be performed, one's body, speech, and mind will become blameless, pure, clean. So these are the benefits. So the cause for these benefits to arise is called punya kriya vatu. Performing dana, one supports others with material things with good aim and objective. So dana is also something that should be done. By performing dana systematically with good aim and objective, one can remove extreme form of lobha, dosa, and moha so that the person will become blameless, pure, and clean. And also, dana can bring result of bhoga sampatti. Dana can bring a result of being well-to-do in life, and also a result of having good standard of living in life. And one should go on to practice to refrain from things that should be refrained from. So by performing this misconduct, one's body and speech will become pure, clean. And by observing this moral conduct, one can be reborn as a human and deva. That's why observing sila is also the cause to be well and happy. But the results one can get from doing dana and sila, these results have no guarantee. So these results are good, but the kind of happiness that one gets, which has no guarantee, they are good, but they are dangerous and fatal. So yesterday, Sharaji explained on flaws of this sensual objects. It is what Buddha had taught. Buddha had taught that these sensual pleasures are disgusting, inferior, and polluted. So in order to get the kind of happiness that is assured, that has a guarantee, one needs to give up worldly pleasure. One needs to give up worldly pleasure in order to get the kind of happiness that has a guarantee, the kind of happiness that excels so many times than the worldly pleasure. So in order to get the kind of happiness that has a guarantee, one needs to practice bhavana, punya kriya vatu. One needs to practice mental development practice. Only if one can practice bhavana, mental development practice, to a satisfactory level, to a completion, then one can get the genuine kind of happiness that has a guarantee. So Sharaji will explain from both theoretical and practical aspects. So if one is having attachment on one's own happiness and pleasure that they are enjoying now, if they do not see the flaws of it, if they do not see that such pleasure, such ordinary kind of pleasure and happiness has flaws and they are disgusting, then they cannot give up such kind of ordinary pleasure and happiness. So one has to know that in order to gain the kind of happiness that has a guarantee, one should be willing to give up the ordinary kind of worldly happiness and pleasure. So the kind of result that can be obtained from performing dana and sila, these results, if one is so much attached in these results, it will be difficult for them to give up. So Buddha showed the flaws of the results of these sensual happiness one can gain as a result of dana and sila. And Buddha also showed the benefits of happiness that has a guarantee, so that one will gain faith and confidence on the practice. So Buddha awakened the faith and confidence of the people by showing the benefits of getting the happiness that has a guarantee. Only if one knows the flaws of present, ordinary, worldly happiness and pleasure, then one will be developing samvega jnana, one will be developing spiritual urgency. And only if one has awakened faith and confidence, one will be willing to get the kind of happiness that has guarantee and the kind of happiness that is high and noble. So only if one has awakened sadha, faith and confidence, and developed samvega jnana, spiritual urgency, then one can strive in practicing in order to get the kind of happiness that has a guarantee. So Buddha showed the flaws of ordinary happiness and pleasure in order to arouse spiritual urgency, and Buddha showed the benefits of happiness that has a guarantee in order to awaken sadha, faith and confidence. So by having spiritual urgency and by having faith and confidence, one can go on to practice mental development practice. So Buddha showed the way of this path of practice in order to gain such genuine happiness that has a guarantee. So briefly, the results one can get by performing dana and sila are sensual pleasure, sensual happiness that has no guarantee. So yesterday, Saraji explained that these worldly pleasure, these sensual pleasure are called mila sukha, the kind of happiness that is not pure, that is polluted compared to feces. So this mila sukha, the kind of impure happiness, is enjoyed by the worldling who have thick layers of defilements. So in order to gain the genuine kind of happiness, one should give up the mila sukha, one should give up the impure kind of happiness. By giving up impure kind of happiness and by practicing bhavana, one can gain nikkhama sukha, paviveka sukha, upasama sukha, and sambodha sukha. So these happiness mentioned above, one can gain such happiness in the field of Dhamma. So one should come out from the field of karma, from the field of sensual pleasure, in order to get to this Dhamma field, in order to gain such happiness that has guarantee. And Saraji explained that this happiness can be obtained by being free from companionship of a person or being, and also one should be free from companionship of defilements in order to gain the happiness that has a guarantee. So, by practicing according to the method given, by practicing accordingly to the teachings given by the Buddha, one can remove the defilements such as raga, one can gain knowledge, and one can gain the kind of happiness, the kind of happiness it is called Sambodha Sukha. So only when one practices Satipatthana meditation to a full extent, one can gain Sambodha Sukha. So Buddha showed the flaws of Kama Sukha, Mila Sukha, Anariya Sukha, which are the happiness or pleasure, sensual pleasure. So Buddha showed the flaws of sensual pleasure, impure pleasure and happiness in order to arouse spiritual urgency of beings. And Buddha showed the benefits of Nikkhamma Sukha so as to awaken Sadda, faith and confidence of beings, so that the beings will be able to practice diligently with strong will, with spiritual urgency. So the more awakened one's faith and confidence is, the more diligently one can practice. So Saraji will explain from both theoretical and practical aspect in detail. Before that, Saraji will also explain that it is very important to perform bhavana, mental development practice, in order to walk on the right path. So Nikkhamma Sukha, in order to gain Nikkhamma Sukha, one should leave behind, one should give up the sensual pleasure that is burning and scorching. And such sensual pleasure which has no guarantee. So Nikkhamma Sukha is the kind of happiness one can attain by going into the field of Dhamma where there is no burning of these defilements. So Nikkhamma Sukha is explained in the text that ordaining as a monk or a nun is also called Nikkhamma Sukha. And the mundane kind of first jhana is also Nikkhamma Sukha, because it is free from the field of sensual pleasure. When one practices vipassana meditation, his or her vipassana knowledge, inside knowledge, will become matured and finally attain nibbana. So it is also Nikkhamma Sukha. And understanding distinctly between mind and matter, understanding of impermanence, suffering and non-self, these stages of insight knowledge are also called Nikkhamma Sukha. So the kind of happiness that is free from the flaws of raga, dosa, moha is Nikkhamma Sukha. So if one has to stay in this karma realm, in this sensual pleasure realm, whether it's because you cannot avoid it or whether you like it. People are burned in fire. Fire cannot be seen, but internal fire of raga, dosa, moha are burning inside. When one comes across desirable objects, wanting desirable objects, one is burned by raga fire. So if one is attached in good things such as seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and so on, one is burned by raga fire. And wanting for better and better things, the fire is getting worse. The greed or the lust is burning more and more. One cannot see the flames of this fire. It does not leave charcoal, but it is burning inside. That's why it is difficult to be extinguished. And when one comes across undesirable objects, there will be anger, hatred, dissatisfaction, grudge. One will be cultivating grudge inside. So such person is burned by dosa fire. If one does not take necessary measures to extinguish the internal fire, then there will be problems such as tension, stress, and depression. If one does not know the flaws of these fires of raga, dosa, moha, then one will not know that one should extinguish this internal fire, and thus one will be inferior. If one does not know the flaws of this internal fire, taking them as good, then these fires are difficult to be extinguished. When the person indulges in this internal fire of raga, dosa, moha, then one commits misconduct by body and speech, and finally one will regret on this misconduct. So when the fire is burning, at times it cannot be extinguished. Only when the problem has become very big, then the person realizes that these internal fires are burning and hot. So when the person realizes it, the person makes ready so that he/she can come out, he/she can leave the field of sensual pleasure in order to reach the field where there is peace. So giving up the worldly pleasure, giving up or leaving the field of sensual pleasure, one comes into asama. Asama is meditation center where one extinguishes the internal fires of raga, dosa, and moha in a very urgent way. The people who cannot be satisfied with the pleasure and happiness that has no guarantee, they come to the meditation center. The meditation center where one can extinguish these internal fires in a very urgent way. So such meditation centers where the extinguishing of the internal fire can be done is a very peaceful feel of peaceful place. So yogis who are here to practice, who are here on this retreat, you have left the kilesa realm, you have left the field of sensual pleasure in order to extinguish the internal fire. So you are now away from these internal fires, and you are now in a safe place where you are free from this internal fire. But you still have to practice diligently further in order to be free from this internal fire. So whether you come to this asama as a monk, nun, or yogi, whoever you may be, whichever, in whichever appearance you come, you should be practicing diligently in order to extinguish the internal fires of raga, dosa, moha in a very urgent way. So by extinguishing these fires of raga, dosa, moha in a very urgent way, you can gain nekama sukha. So coming into a meditation center, in another appearance, it is babbaja. Whether one approaches for a retreat, whether one comes into a retreat as a monk, a nun, or a yogi, he, she can be called a babbaja. So babbaja is a person who give up all the worldly affairs in order to come to an asama, a meditation center, where one extinguishes the internal fire of raga, dosa, moha in a very urgent way. So why does one need to extinguish these fires? It is because that 100% of the sufferings are caused by kilesa defilements. So one should extinguish the kilesa defilements, which are the root cause of these sufferings. So one should have this aim and objective to extinguish the internal fire, which are the root cause of the sufferings. In order to overcome gross form of fire, one need to practice sila, morality. In order to overcome defilements that manifest in the mind, one should practice samadhi, concentration. In order to overcome latent or dormant form of defilements, one should practice panya, wisdom or knowledge. So by practicing the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, one can overcome the defilements which are the root cause of these sufferings. So by coming for a retreat in a meditation center as a monk, as a nun, or as a yogi, these people are getting sukha, happiness. So it is not just enough to wear or to bear the appearance of a monk, nun, or yogi yet, but they have to work. They have to work diligently. They have to have this objective, aim and objective, in order to extinguish this internal fire. And they need to practice morality. They also need to practice bhavana, mental development practice. By observing morality, one can overcome gross form of defilements. By practicing continuously, by noting and practicing the Satipatthana meditation, one can overcome defilements that can manifest in the mind. When one develops vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, and also ariya jnana, supramundane knowledge, one can uproot relative defilements. One can uproot defilements. So, with good aim and objective, one comes into retreat in a meditation center in order to extinguish defilements in a very urgent way. So, by practicing diligently, one is not just bearing the appearance of a yogi, a monk or a nun, but one is also bearing the practice. So, by practicing diligently, one can remove the kilesa defilements that has been following throughout one's existences. So, by this way, by practicing, one comes to understand that sensual pleasure is something that is burning, that has no guarantee, but one realizes that Dhamma Sukha, Dhamma happiness, excels so many times than the worldly happiness. Understanding thus, the person values and cherishes the Dhamma pleasure. So one strives hard in order to have this Dhamma pleasure. So as a yogi, in order to develop the mind and the knowledge, yogi needs to have three stages of effort. Initial effort, stepped up effort, effort stage by stage, until one reaches the goal. So these three stages of effort must be asserted by the yogi in order to develop the mind and the knowledge. If the yogi is lacking these stages of effort, he, she will be a yogi by name only. So as a yogi who are here in this meditation retreat in this center, one needs to assert these three stages of effort so that it will be worthy of coming here to this meditation center where it is a peaceful place. So Saraji explains how to overcome Priyutana Kilesa, obsessive form of defilements that can manifest in the mind in the way of practice. So yogis are asked to note rising and falling of the abdomen in order to note the presently arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen. One should be mindful. One should have ardent effort. One should assert ardent effort so that the noting mind will reach the object of meditation. So this ardent effort is called viriya. One should be asserting this ardent effort every single second so that the noting mind will reach the object of meditation. So this ardent effort does not give, this ardent effort repels these kilesa defilements so that these kilesa defilements have no chance to arise. So just like the saying, one should prevent fire, in the same way, having this ardent effort, viriya present, defilement such as laziness has no chance to creep in because this ardent effort is not giving any way for this laziness. So in order to note the object, one should aim the mind towards the object. When the yogi is able to note the presently arising object with aiming, his or her mind does not go onto sensual objects. There will not be thoughts about ill will, wanting to destroy others. So his or her mind is directed onto the object, and thus there will be no wrongful thoughts. Having this ardent effort and mindfulness, the noting mind sticks onto the object of meditation. So when there is mindfulness, these defilements such as raga, dosa cannot enter the mind. So the mind is guarded, protected by sati, mindfulness. So when there is sustained mindfulness, when the mind is calm and collected, the mind will not be agitated by these defilements. Having viriya present, having effort present, this effort is blocking the way of these defilements that can enter the mind. And sati, mindfulness, guards and protects so that these defilements cannot enter into the mind. Having samadhi, concentration, the mind will not be agitated. There will be collectedness of mind. So these three, viriya, sati, samadhi, are called samadhikhanda. They are the group of samadhi, group, concentration group. So when these three, viriya, sati, and samadhi are present, these defilements such as raga, dosa, moha, that can arise by lack of these viriya, sati, samadhi will not arise. So if the yogi can note one moment, he, she will be free from these defilements for one moment. So it is according to the text, Paccanika Dhamme Sametiti Samato. It means that having these factors of viriya, sati, and samadhi, having this concentration group, the mind is calmed and tranquilled away from the agitation of these opposite mental states. So if there is one noting per second, when the yogi is mindful for 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of being calm and tranquil away from these defilements. When the yogi can note for 5 minutes, there will be 300 moments of being calm and tranquil from these kilesa defilements. So having sustained mindfulness and concentration, when the mind falls calm and collected on the object, the mind will be developed. So when these factors of viriya, sati, samadhi are present, when this concentration group is present, the mind is calm and tranquil, and the mind is free from these kilesa defilements. So one should cultivate this bhavana mind. One should practice so that this bhavana mind will arise. So bhavana means to make something that has not arisen to arise, to develop, to cultivate, so that the mind will become from small to big, from tender to ripe, and from inferior to matured. It is called bhavana.
Adilu viriya sati samadhi kho de samadhi khanda ari osu phit de khai ta ma piyutthana kiriya ri ko phit khwin ya au nita nai swan shi de tamatha bhavana kudo be အဲ့ဒါနိကမ္မစုခပဲဟိုတဏှာကြီးပြေးသွားတော့နောက်နောက်နေနေကြမှာပဲနိကမ္မစုခဖြစ်ဖို့အသိပညာကြီးဖြစ်လာတဲ့ဥပဒနာဉာဏ်ကြီးဖြစ်လာတဲ့အခါမှာနိကမ္မစုခဖြစ်ဖို့ဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့ရှင်းလင်းပြစီတော့ဒီနေ့တော့ဒါပဲရကြအောင်စု
So having this concentration group Viriya Sati and Samadhi Pariyutthana Kilesa obsessive form of defilements that can manifest in the mind has no chance to arise So having this concentration group these Kilesa defilements cannot arise and thus the yogi enjoys Nikkhama Sukha when he she has this Samadhi Bhavana So 1 hour is up. Tomorrow, Sayadawji will explain how Nikkhama Sukha can be obtained through knowledge. Sadhu, sadhu.